Yeah, fantastic. I suppose actually about the game, you know, I thought all the young lads had covered themselves very well. It's interesting you had what you call a senior player in every line of the pitch, and it was notable how much that they played around those guys. But it's great, you know, as we were saying yesterday, the fact that teams play blanket defences now, there's plenty of lads got that early touch and got time on the ball, and you know, it wasn't that, you know, a close fought game like is what you expect in a first round match, but a lot of lads equipped themselves. I thought for us, like for myself and yourself, Kieran Thompson, probably the pick of the bunch, 3 points in play from midfield, fantastic game.
Yeah, and it's something to build on as well off the back of these performances, with St Mary's up next and Fermanagh to come as well.
Yeah, I suppose it's, in terms of Ulster, it's not the worst draw, and you know, since St Mary's and then Fermanagh, you know, we've expected to come out of this group fairly handy, and it gives you that kind of opportunity to build new lads. And you know, McKenna Cup's one game where a manager can say, listen, I'm trying out players, and as we've seen now, because of the Championship, the league's a big barometer for the Championship, you know, that's going out the window. So whatever new players you're going to have a proper look at has to happen in the McKenna Cup. So in fact, for Donegal, they also have those two games next. They're not, as I say, compared to other Ulster teams, the toughest of games. So it gives us an opportunity to give more lads a game time, and the lads have already played.
And the other two North West counties also winning yesterday as well, and ended up convincing winners, Derry beating Antrim, and Tyrone beating Queens.
Yeah, not surprised by Derry. I suppose you can tell from Damien Barton, if you know anything about him at all, he's a no-nonsense type guy. And I thought myself that was a cert for Derry. You know, I know they were at home, that you could tell if he was in the dressing room for the match, he would demand a certain level, no matter this be the start of the season or not. He wouldn't accept kind of players going out giving a, you know, a half-hearted game or playing at 60 or 70%. I'd say he had them fairly well motivated for that game and ran out easy winners. But you know, Derry, if he can be the man to pull Derry together, he's a magician, because so many managers have tried and failed this last few years. You know, if he's the right man, you know, it'd be great for Derry, because their tradition and the club football, and obviously the talent is there.
And Tyrone as well, also taking victory yesterday. They're looking to win a fifth title in a row, and if they're going to do that in the McKenna Cup, they needed to win, and they had to come from behind early on in that game, Brendan.
Yeah, I think that's all about Mickey Hart. You know, Hart's always said, you know, he wants to win everything he goes into. And you know, in terms of Ulster, it's a bit strange that they are going for five titles, but it just shows you maybe how much he likes to, you know, win competitions in. But also the squad that Tyrone have. Don't forget, you know, it's all about the squad at this time of year. If you go down into your squad and your 20s and that, and different players that are playing, if they're not that strong a player, you're going to lose out. Whereas Tyrone, they have such a conveyor belt of talent that when they go down under them young lads and go down into the lower reaches of their squad, they still have talented players. So I think Queens gave them an early shock and took the game to them. But, you know, they have so much ability. And, you know, they won five in a row. I would say Hart would like that, you know, and certainly Tyrone, from their showing at the end of last season, I think they're the team that's on the up in Ulster.